For the undocumented immigrants living in the United States, a walk to school or a drive to the grocery store could end in deportation. It's that kind of instability that leads to mental health issues that range from anxiety to depression and even suicide, especially for young people who are trying to figure out their futures.
And feelings of insecurity have intensified during the latest presidential election cycle as candidates speak out about swift deportation of more than 11 million undocumented immigrants now in the United States. Lena Nodzicwe reports from Los Angeles, where a new report examines the mental health of living without a secure tomorrow.
Magdalena Vasquez was 8 when her farm worker father disappeared. At first, her mother did not explain why.
So then we found out that he was deported, but I didn't really know what that meant. Like, I was just like, so when is he coming back?
A memory that still makes Vasquez cry.
I wanted to help, but I didn't know how. But, so yeah, that was the hardest thing. Just not knowing how I could help my mom or my dad. I mean, I didn't even know where he was at.
It turns out he was in his homeland of Oaxaca, Mexico. After a month, he managed to secretly slip back into the United States and return to work and his family in the Central Valley of California.
When he came back, he's like, well, we kind of have to keep my being here on the low a little bit.
Some 13 years later, Vasquez's father, who is an undocumented immigrant, is still in the United States, and the family still needs to keep his presence on the low. Every day, the 21-year-old lives with the real possibility that at any moment, her father or her mother, who is also undocumented, could also be deported.
So the not knowing, I guess, is what scares me.
Fear, anxiety, and depression are common emotions for an estimated 5.5 million children in the United States who have at least one undocumented parent.
It's just always... You live in uncertainty all the time. You don't know what's going to happen to you.
That is just the fear that we have to live in on a day-to-day basis.
Feeling helpless that you'll never feel safe, like that's, like everything's temporary, right?
In extreme cases, such feelings have led to suicide. But there are many more instances of resilience. While academics admit that there has not been a lot of research about this population, a study this year by the University of California, Los Angeles' Dream Resource Center of more than 500 subjects throughout California has found that the threat of deportation has a devastating impact on the mental health of young people. The UCLA report found that 83% of those studied reported self-monitoring or self-policing, another way of saying that young men and women watched every step they took for fear of triggering the attention of law enforcement.
People were talking about being scared to go out or doing things like letting their family know, like giving them like constant updates, being afraid that their parents might not come home after a day of work.
That's Alma Leyva, and she was one of the lead researchers of the study. She says that being undocumented means panicking at the thought of everyday actions that are mundane for the documented population.
For example, the biggest one would be driving, right? And being able to driving and being really anxious about driving, getting a lot of anxiety and seeing a policeman and just changing your habits completely to be able to avoid being pulled over. And you might say like, oh, that happens to everyone. Everyone tries not to get pulled over, but everyone doesn't have a possibility of getting deported if they get pulled over. So that's a whole added layer of just fear and anxiety.
And there is no increased sense of security in families where you find mixed immigration status. Even though Vasquez was born in the United States and is therefore a U.S. citizen, her legal status has done nothing to diminish her worries about ICE or Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
There was a couple of raids. We live in a trailer park, so sometimes ICE would go around there looking for other people or who they were searching for, and there was that fear.
Vasquez lives never knowing when ICE will come to her doorstep.
Knowing that you might be deported to a country where you weren't even like raised in, you don't know what it's like there, you don't know the people there, you might not even have any family there. And it's scary, and I don't know, I can't even describe it.
Manny, who now lives in New York State, is originally from Bangladesh, and her parents are also undocumented. However, she is one of about a million young people who managed to get temporary legal status in the U.S. through a program called DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. DACA is a 2 to 3 year shield against deportation. Even with DACA, the 17-year-old is well aware of how tenuous her legal status is. And the situation is even worse for her father and mother, who came to the U.S. on a work visa, now lapsed, so they have no legal status at all.
So yeah, my mom came here to give us a better life because, and clearly in Bangladesh, we're not going to get anywhere being, you know, because of the, you know, system we were put under. So my mom came here with us and, you know, to attain higher education in a sense. But, you know, ultimately we can't even attain higher education, or we can try. But that's going to be extremely difficult too because, you know, being undocumented, higher education is like a dream.
DACA was intended to be a stopgap measure until federal legislators passed more substantial immigration reform. But so far, thanks to a contentious Senate and House of Representatives, that just has not happened. No one knows how long DACA will be around because it became law through an executive action by President Barack Obama, who will be out of office soon. And the latest presidential election cycle has been punctuated by Republican candidates vowing to crack down on illegal immigration.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime.
Donald Trump, whose focus on immigration has helped to put him at the top of presidential polls, says unless immigrants have come to the U.S. legally, they have to go. Trump predicts that once he's president, it will take him 2 years to deport more than 11 million undocumented immigrants. Polls show that immigration has become the deciding issue in the 2016 presidential election campaign. And Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie says government should be able to track immigrants like a FedEx package.
We need to have a system that tracks you from the moment you come in, and then when your time is up, whether it's 3 months or 6 months or 9 months or 12 months, however long your visa is, then we go get you and tap you on the shoulder and say, excuse me, thanks for coming, time to go.
Researcher Leyva says the political rhetoric of the current presidential campaign does have a negative impact on mental health.
We're not a package that's like getting delivered somewhere, you know, where people, I think that plays a huge role, right? And when people that are in such high positions of power are talking about your life and talking about you in a way that's so negative and so demeaning like that, and dehumanizing, really takes such a big toll, right? And you start to believe that, and you start to believe that you are doing these things.
Judging by Trump's popularity, she well knows that there are Americans who do not care about the mental state of undocumented immigrants. They simply want them out. And while Democratic President Barack Obama signed DACA into law, his administration has overseen more than 2 million deportations, earning him the nickname of Deporter-in-Chief. Leyva says politicians should look at the reasons why so many are leaving their homelands, often at great risk. Vasquez knows firsthand after visiting Oaxaca, Mexico, where her parents come from.
It's extreme poverty there. Like, my grandparents are barely making it with money that my parents are, their other sons and daughters, sons because my mom's the only daughter, send to them. And it's, I don't know, I can't make any sense of it.
As Vasquez has explored her family's roots, 17-year-old Manny from Bangladesh struggles to make sense of her future. She would like nothing more than to start an organization to advocate for kids just like her.
Talking about opening up my own organization seems quite far-fetched to me because I am undocumented and I do struggle with that internalized oppression of being undocumented and like really understanding how to cope with it. I'm still very young and I still have a long way to go to like understanding how to cope with it, but And I'm on my way. I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Leyva is very familiar with that struggle, and her knowledge is not just academic. While she now has temporary DACA status, she has grown up undocumented, and the mental health report she helped produce hit home.
This report was really triggering for me in realizing, like, all these things that I had. Well, one, how much fear I had of everything, right? And just how insecure I felt in just in my life, and not just insecure in personality, but insecure that I would even be around tomorrow. And when people ask me, what are your plans for the next 5 years? And realizing, like, I can't plan for 5 years. I could set up a plan for myself, but I don't know if it's something that can happen because there's so much insecurity and so much lack of stability.
6 months ago, she started counseling, but she says mental health resources in the United States are limited for low-income citizens, and even more so if you are undocumented. Leyva says she has been heartbroken as she watches the refugee crisis unfold in Europe, and that it has made her realize the universality of what she's been going through.